summer is finally here, you guys. What a school year it has been. So now it's time to relax and enjoy the sun and the fun. You have been working very hard and having to learn in some really new ways with all of this distance learning. So it's time to turn off the computer screens and get outside. I am Jacelyn Hempel, and I am a vice principal at a school, an elementary school, in fact. And some students and I decided to start up a podcast because we felt it was super important to share all of the things we were learning with the kids in our world. They are usually here with me, my student leadership team, and they are the ones who research, write, and tape the podcast. But they have left it up to me to run until we are all together again. So here it goes. Now, before I get started, I do want to give a special shout out to our student leadership team, who are a bunch of grade 6 students, and sadly, they're going to be leaving me and going to the junior high school next year. And I just want to take a second to thank them from the bottom of my heart. You guys are leaving a legacy that is the Even If You Miss podcast. It was started by you, and we will do you proud by continuing your legacy with the students that are coming up to take over the grade 6 position. You guys are irreplaceable. You are the starters of it all, and I promise you we'll continue to make you proud with the big difference makers that are coming up following in your footsteps. So thank you for all that you have done and for what you're doing for our world. Continue that in junior high. Now, as I was saying earlier, we are talking about summer fun today. We're going to look at all things summer and explore some really neat things to learn while we are away from school. Now, the list I'm going to give you isn't one that you would expect. It's a little different so that you can try something new this summer. It's the year 2020. Everything is new. I already know that you guys are experts at bike rides, camping, playing outside. So I'm going to try to get you to learn about other stuff too. My goal is to at least try one of these things this summer on this list with my own kids. I hope you will too. Have you ever thought of gardening? I know you might be thinking that it's something that my mom or dad do, not me. Well, have you ever tried it? I definitely know that you have eaten the vegetables and fruit from it, but there's something so cool about actually you being the one who grew it. You are the one who planted the seeds and cared for it through watering and feeding it. There is something about growing something all by yourself that makes that food taste even better. So try it. Try gardening with your parents. You might even want to grow your own little garden on your own. I promise you it will make you happy, and it's actually really fun to do. Another thing that you might want to try this summer is stargazing. Yep, this is a really great one because it's a good excuse and a reason for your parents to let you stay up later. Trust me, if they hear that the reason you want to stay up late is to explore the stars, they might even let you tent outside and stay up late. Stargazing means you lay on your back at night on the ground or a lawn chair, you might even have a telescope, and you see if you can see different patterns of stars. I'm sure you've heard of the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. Well, there's so many other things that you can explore and other constellations. You might even see a shooting star. It's a really cool thing to see, and it's neat to see how the world shines through the stars. So try that this summer. The next one to try is to go to a farmer's market. If you've never been to one, they are a really neat experience. A farmer's market is where local farmers and vendors sell their products. They sell stuff like fresh fruit and vegetables, soaps, handmade toys, really unique things. It is so fun to go and explore and see what you can find. They even have them outside. Some also even have face painting and activities and bouncy castles and play structures. It's definitely a must check out this season. Next on the list, build a fairy garden or a secret fort. This one is super fun. Explore the outdoors and find all types of things that you can build a fairy garden or a fort with. When my brothers and I were kids, we would find a whole bunch of sticks and trees that had fallen, and we made the coolest fort in the forest by our campsite where none of the adults were allowed. Then every night we would hang out there with all of our friends and away from our parents. We did this every summer and it was so fun. A fairy garden is a smaller version of a fort, It's a fort for fairies. You can find sticks, boxes, jars, anything, and make a small fairy village in your garden or your yard for the fairies and bugs to visit. This one's really fun. All right, moving down the list. You may have already done this one before, but it's a great one to do again because it serves other people. Run a lemonade stand, or maybe a face painting booth, or a bake sale. It's a great way to learn how to bake, and it makes people really happy on a hot summer day. It's so important to do something nice for others, and so this is a great way to do just that. This one is my favorite, and you will cherish it for life, I promise. Interview a grandparent. Set up a video camera and some questions that you really want to know about their life, and then interview them. This will be a gift that you will treasure forever. I did this with my grandpa Jack, and he told me so many cool things. He talked about his first TV and how he used to race wood ticks for fun. That is so amazing. Racing wood ticks. Ew, but also cool. I won't tell you how he got them to run really fast. I will save that for another podcast. But really, you will learn so many things that you didn't know about your grandparent, and you will spend time with them too. Okay, moving on down the list. This one's a little messy, but totally fun. Have an outdoor painting party. Yep, I said it. Get messy and get painty. Set up a huge canvas. A canvas is a big white paper or tarp or sheet, and go nuts painting it. You might even want to use your hands, your feet, and your whole body to paint it. Just make sure the paint is washable so it comes off your body. Then, after you're done creating your work of art, run through the sprinklers. How fun is that? Dinosaurs. Do I have your attention now? Everyone loves dinosaurs, so why not go fossil hunting to see if you can find any fossils? There are some really neat fossils that are found on rocks by the lakes or anywhere outdoors, so see if you can find some fossils this summer. Another really cool thing to do is organize a bike derby with your friends. Set up a day and a time and then send an invite to all of your friends to meet and go for a bike ride. You might even want to theme it and decorate your bikes or wear a costume or set up obstacles for the bike derby to make it even more fun. You can even set up that lemonade stand. That's a good idea too. Make sure you wear your helmet and even invite your parents. Next on the list, have a fancy tea party in your backyard where you invite people and make yummy tea, dress up, and eat scrumpets. I mean baked treats and tiny little sandwiches. This is so fun and so very sophisticated. I could go on and on with really unique stuff to do this summer, but we've run out of time. So try at least one of these things this summer and do something different in order to learn and try something new. I think you will be amazed at how fun all of these things are to do. Trust me, it will make for a summer to remember. Now go have some fun.
The time has finally come. The end is in sight. Students, the end has already happened for you. Lucky you, you were done on Friday. Staff, we still have 1 week left getting your report cards ready and doing some stuff around the school. Birthdays for this week. We'll announce the birthdays right up to the end of June. And then, of course, we also wish all those people over the summer happy birthday as well. But birthdays for this week and into the end of June are the following. Jaslyn, William, Lucy, Cole, Logan, Lucas, Sophie, Camille, Ellie, Estella, Colton, Price, Emily, Trent, Haley, Madeline, Hannah, Mila, Trent, Cruz, Elise, Eric, Abigail, Kelsey, and last but not least, Caden. We hope that all of our students in June have fabulous birthdays. Stay safe over the summer. We are looking forward to hearing what September is going to look like. We all have our fingers crossed and are saying prayers that everyone's back in the building and that it'll be nice and safe for us. I hope you're doing well and have a safe and fun summer. Enjoy, Good Shepherd.